Audio Boo. It's Ken Gordon here on the 16th of February. I'm again in Jönköping. I've had a busy day working with my amazing Swedish colleagues, talking about lots of business collaboration and lots of interesting new things to do. The temperature outside has been anything between minus 14 and minus 8. The snow is starting to recede. And after an exhausting day of meetings and great chat and lovely hospitality, we went bowling tonight. And here's a fact, a fantastic fact about Sweden. My bowling, when I go bowling in Sweden, I'm better at bowling than when I go bowling in Scotland. There must be something about the gravity, the quality of the balls. I don't know what it is, but I was pretty good tonight. But don't tell many people, I'm just saying it to you guys. I was pretty good at bowling in Sweden. Then we went out for some tapas. So I'm just back in my hotel room, desperately packing to catch a very, very, very early flight tomorrow morning back home. So today's boo, thanks to Sassy Cat, is if you were able to host a dinner party with four guests, living or dead, who would they be and why? I've given this a lot of thought. I've not come up with a great list, I'll be honest. Just people I want to meet. So the first person would be Alice Cooper, the famous artiste and singer of songs, the man for whom I think in primary school, one of my first real big favourite tunes was School's Out. And I used to play School's Out, I still do occasionally, I've still got it on my MP3 player in my phone. So Alice Cooper, and why? Because I went to meet him, he's a legend, he's still alive despite his rock and roll lifestyle. The second one would be the Dalai Lama, because I'm very interested in meeting such a wise and wise old man, and finding out, just talking to him and finding, hopefully getting some of his inner peace conveyed to me through the chat, asking him a few key questions. The third one is Michelle Obama. Yes, Mrs. Obama. Because I think she's an amazingly strong woman and I just like her style. And I think she'd be very down to earth and interesting to talk to. And finally, British comedian Eddie Izzard. Been to see him many times in the UK. I love his stuff. And I would like him to be there just to provide... He would provide a bit of comedy as well as deep insight into things. So that is Alice Cooper, the Dalai Lama, Michelle Obama and Eddie Izzard. I'm going to try and get some sleep now because I'm up in 5 hours. You have a lovely rest of evening and tomorrow I will try and audio boo from somewhere between Jönköping, Stockholm, Schiphol or Glasgow, or when I get home, I'm not really sure. A quick message to Much Addy about nothing, who sent me a message saying, where did your February the 14th boo go? I've discovered, Addy, I've had a look, and I uploaded it from Glasgow Airport, but my phone very helpfully decided to not link the boo to my account. I've just had to link the boo back to my account now. So if my Android phone seems to forget things, it's maybe time I should change it. So I uploaded it as an anonymous for some reason, and there's nothing I can do about that now. But so don't worry, Addy. I did put one up, a boo from Glasgow Airport, except it's gone up anonymously. Looking forward to tomorrow's topic. I'm going to give that a lot of thought. I'm looking forward to answering the question. If you could suggest one thing that would make audio boo better for you, what would it be? From McColgan. So speak to you tomorrow. Bye for now.